cuesta entender que no siempre va todo bien.
Tocas fondo y vuelves a empezar. Hay que acomodarse a tu sabio vaivén.
Vida, te traigo un bolero.
Hello, hello, Tilde Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 230th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour, featuring Guatemalan American guitarist and singer-songwriter Gaby Moreno. We listened to her here performing Bolero a la Vida with the great Cuban singer Omara Portuondo, who I featured in the past. We're broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. Surviving here the worst government shutdown in United States history.
Vida, traigo este bolero. Porque me has querido y te quiero. Vida, si nos vemos de nuevo, cantaré para ti, cantaré con desvelo.
Ay, vida, eres mi ay de nadie,
mi universo.
I'd like to thank Maya Alpizar, Jim Wong, and Sonomo for tuning in from Mexico City, Terrace, British Columbia, Canada, and Ithaca, New York, respectively. Our next track here is Cucurucucu Paloma, the track that we started with, Ave Que Emigra. I think I first heard 10 or 12 years ago in Gabby's NPR Tiny Desk concert, and it was that track that introduced me to her as an artist.
Dicen que por las noches no más se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, no más se le iba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufría por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando.
El Mayoral, La Malagueña, Una de Shellahu, and Quizás, Quizás, Quizás up next. I'll have a brief introduction to Gabby's career here in not too long. Thank you all for tuning in.
A la casita sola con sus puertitas de par en par. Juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía la espera a que regrese la desdichada. Thank you. amas,
but los amas.
Paloma, ¿qué van a saber de amores?
As Maya had mentioned, the second track we heard, Amor Eterno, was originally written by Juan Gabriel. This is with the group Snarky Puppy. It was performed at the Kennedy Center, presumably before January 2020, before January 2025.
Cuando sale el mayoral, qué dolor siento en mi pecho cuando sale el mayoral con su reto no nos deja descansar, el mayoral con su reto no nos deja descansar, a las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a ocultar, a las 4 de la mañana cuando el sol se va a ocultar, el mayoral con su reto no nos deja descansar, el mayoral con su reto no nos deja descansar.
Gaby Moreno was born Maria Gabriela Moreno Bonilla on December 16, 1981 in Guatemala City, later moving to Los Angeles. She performs in both English and Spanish, and her music covers many genres including land, alternative, blues, folk, and Americana, which might explain some of the bluegrass influence I felt in Ave Que Emigra. I do think of Central America very much as the Appalachia of Latin America, so I can see some connections there as well. She's won one Grammy and two Latin Grammy Awards. She's performed since 1997 on the labels Metamorphosis and Nonesuch. In August 2009, she toured with Tracy Chapman, the singer-songwriter. And then in November 2009, she toured as direct support for Ani DeFranco on an East Coast tour. DeFranco invited Moreno back out on tour in January and February 2010, and then she started performing in Germany and France later that year. In early 2011, Moreno and her band played their first headlining tour. They toured through the Netherlands and Belgium as part of the World Sessions Tour and performed as direct support for Nouvelle Vague for three shows in Germany. Looked like she started getting performances on national TV in 2012, which I think is around the time I had first listened to her. She had performed in France in 2012. With Ricardo Arjona, the Bruce Springsteen of Guatemala, who I featured in the past, later in 2012. And then she performed on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, if anyone still remembers him, in June 2012 to commemorate 50 years of Amnesty International, along with Kris Kristofferson and many others. Through May and June, she played concerts in Ireland, the Electric Burma concerts in honor of Aung San Suu Kyi, together with Bono, Damien Rice, Bob Geldof, Angelique Kidjo, and many others. Germany, France, London, and then France again through 2012. I think I have one of her performances with Hugh Laurie from 2013. In 2015, she played at Festival Acústico with a group named Gaby Moreno y Amigos, featuring guest appearances by Oscar Isaac, who I recognize as the Guatemalan-Cuban actor who I had seen host Saturday Night Live. I didn't realize he was also a musician. Sarah Watkins, Isto Jueves, Davora Rahel, and El Gordo. I need to look up the origin of this song. It sounds very Afro-Peruvian. In 2018, Moreno released a cover of Trinidadian artist David Rutter's 1998 song, The Immigrants, made with arranger and producer Van Dyke Parks ahead of U.S. Independence Day, with proceeds going to benefit CARACEN, the Central American Resource Center. Spangled, a collaboration between Moreno and Parks, was released in 2020 on Metamorphosis and Nonesuch Records. It includes a bolero from Panama, bossa nova from Brazil, a song by Moreno, David Rutter's The Immigrants, and Rye Cooter, John Hyatt, and Jim Dickinson's song, Across the Borderline, performed with Cooter and Jackson Brown. As a composer, Moreno recorded and produced this score for the feature film Language Lessons, directed by Nally Morales, and received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Song for the theme song to NBC's show Parks and Recreation. I had no idea that. In 2022, she released a full-length album, Dreamers Dream On, with her three-part harmony side project, The Songbirds, and released her seventh solo studio album, Alegoria, which has earned her a second Grammy Award nomination. It's PBS music. There you go. Moreno sings the theme song and voices a character, Marlena, for the Disney children's television series Elena of Avalor. Her version of the song Cucurucucu Paloma was featured in a key scene during the last season of the Netflix original show Orange is the New Black, which necessitates that I say we can only hope that Orange is the New Orange. Moreno appeared alongside Rupert Grint in a Catherine Hardwicke-directed episode of Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities. She also collaborated with composer Heitor Pereira to write and perform the song Por Qué Te Vas for DreamWorks Animation's Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Her music video for Fuiste Tú, her duet with Ricardo Arjona, has amassed over 1 billion views on YouTube, so I guess that's quite famous. Rhapsody says, this Guatemalan-American singer-songwriter alternates fluidly between languages, whether spoken or musical, easing in and out of everything from folksy alt-country to retro blues rock. Plucky, quirky, and insightful, Moreno has the grace and the skill to make it big. And that was the commentary in 2011. Clearly is held true. And with that, let's continue enjoying Gabby's performance of La Malagueña.
La niña hermosa, que eres linda y hechicera, que eres linda y hechicera, como el candor de una rosa. Pobre me desprecias, yo te concedo razón, yo te concedo razón, si por pobre me desprecias. Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón. Malagueña, salerosa, color de una rosa. Como el candor.
This is Luna de Shellahu. That sounds quite Guatemalan. I think, aren't Shellas people from Quetzaltenango? Follow you, Maya. X is an SH sound. Shellahu. I just had heard Shella as a shorthand term for people from Quetzaltenango, which I believe is the second or third largest city in Guatemala. You know, Antigua, Guatemala, but that's close to the capital. Tenango.
Hoy consuelas la pena por una morena que me
transition, perhaps we transition, pun intended, to Kizas, Kizas, Kizas. Truly a versatile voice and versatile artist, Gabby is. I saw she was at the Millennium Stage giving a free performance, for me. A free performance at the Kennedy Center before the second term of this humanized form of prostate cancer. back in October 2024. I can still see the concert on YouTube. I plan on watching it. But it's sad I didn't go in person.
Quizás estás perdiendo el tiempo.
Do I speak well or talk good? Thing about the South is it's greasy and sleazy. And the Midwest has a bit more air in it. And I guess if it's Minneapolis or Chicago, Chicago is kind of boring. Then in Detroit, Cleveland, you get the Irish, Italian, and Polish influence. Car, bar, guy stuck in the snow and the ice. Yes, Maya, I know what you're about to say. The best linguist is a cunning linguist. Yes, I said that over the air. The best linguist is a cunning linguist. Did I speak those English words properly? Gemlock.
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando. Y tú, tú contestando, quizás, 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 quizás.
I've heard visitors, I think, at the National Zoo, it must have been switching between what I think was a Mayan language and Spanish when they're chatting with each other. Gaithersburg, Germantown, and Silver Spring, Maryland are three of the most diverse small cities, that is, cities of about 50 to 100,000 people in the United States. The only places that come close are Jersey City and others in northern New Jersey, suburbs of New York. Just speaking for Gaithersburg, definitely has pretty substantial Central American communities, Honduran, Salvadoran, Guatemalan, and so on. But also towards its east, Colombian and Peruvian very strongly. I listen to people on the street and I can hear Spanish spoken in the Peruvian dialect. We have big Jamaican communities, Nigerian, Ghanaian, Cameroonian communities. Some Iranian and Vietnamese, but you find those populations more in Northern Virginia. A very diverse place, and we plan on keeping it that way. Is it Tuxtla Gutierrez in Chiapas? I always wondered that. Tuxtepec. And then in Oaxaca, I wouldn't know if X is more of a SH or H sound in, I guess, Mixtec, Mixteco and Zapoteco, like Tlaxiaco, where I know Lila Downs and her family are from. Maya and Gemlog and Sonomo, I think I've got a winning advertisement. Nice little jingle here. Insert random hackneyed ukulele music for Alestra. Let me get into my commercial voice. Alestra, like a neutrino, it goes right through you. This is Estadre. Definitely getting the blues and maybe prog rock kind of vibes. So I'll try out another. I'm glad that sold you on Alestra, Gemlog. It's a great lubricant. There you go, there's your second thing. Alestra, a lubricant for when you need it. There you go. I've made a video about how to, lubricate a bike, like a British bike with a cottered crank, without having to take apart the bottom bracket and the cranks to get those bloody cotters out of it. What you can do is just pour some motor oil down your open top seat post and then let the motor oil work its way into the grease, loosen it up, and restore the grease around those bearings. I thought of something else, a way to tie Alestra into this. Let's imagine you eat up a bag of Alestra potato chips, or maybe have some greasy, too greasy, dare I say, White Castle burgers. That Alestra and those fat molecules will go right through you. They'll give you the runs, and then your runs will run down your seat, into your seat post, down your seat tube, right into the bottom bracket, and lube up those bearings. All thanks to BioGrease, the Alestra that goes right through you like a neutrino. And cut.
Mira el tiempo y se acá. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pepper is snoring.
Oh no, Pepper's snoring. Oh man. Probably a doggy.
Like a distant star, sometimes it seems so very far. Lost and out of place. Catch me here, I fall from grace. Let go of doubt, I can see it now. So just believe in the fire inside. Just believe.
Jamwag, the garburator of British Columbia. If you put Jamwag on a gas scooter, he immediately makes it fail Canadian emissions requirements thanks to that spiced kimchi diet right there. And Fire Inside, it all comes together. Connections made. I knew a network analyst. His mind was wired differently. He could make connections I could never make. I just meant that if Jamwag eats kimchi, he'll have emissions that are more polluting than a two-stroke gas engine because of all the sulfur oxides, nitrous oxides, the laughing gases that are released in the process of garburation. Because of the fire inside.
So just breathe and just believe.
I biked from Gaithersburg to Columbia, Maryland for a Memorial Day barbecue at my friend Daniel Ramos' side. Daniel Ramos's house. I had a ton of chorizo in his Memorial Day barbecue. And on my ride back, thanks to the fire inside, I was the worst emitting vehicle on the road. I was riding the Freedom Highway as this next track is called. Gabi y Mercedes Escobar.
Who wants to be our human music band?
Ain't that the truth? Would enjoy the SNL skit Chop and Broccoli. I got Dana Carvey on the show. Whole world's wondering what's wrong with the United States.
Thank you.
This next track is Fronteras.
Un camino que nos trajo hasta aquí.
After that, we'll have Fuiste Tú with Ricardo Arjona.
Es anhelo el que me empuja cada nuevo amanecer con mis temores, ilusiones y los restos del ayer.
Fuiste Tú. Don't worry, we still have 15 minutes in the recording since I had started late. No need to go anywhere. Our next track is Watamorphosis.
Fuiste Tú. Tenerte fue una foto tuya puesta en mi cartera. Beso y verte hacer pequeño por la carretera. Lo tuyo fue la intermitencia y la melancolía. Lo mío fue aceptarlo todo porque te quería. Verte llegar fue luz, verte partir un blues.
Fuiste tú. ¿Qué más está decir que sobra decir tantas cosas? O aprendes a querer la espina o no aceptes rosas. Jamás te dije una mentira o te inventé un chantaje. Las nubes grises también forman parte del paisaje. Y no me veas así. Hubo un culpable aquí, fuiste tú. Qué fácil fue tocar el cielo la primera vez, cuando los besos fueron el motor de arranque que encendió la luz.
les toca la muerte. Nada más que decir, solo queda insistir.
Dilo.
Fuiste tú la luz de neón del barrio, sabe que estoy tan cansada. Caminar descalza por la madrugada.
Estoy en medio del que soy y del que tú quisieras, queriendo despertar pensando como no quisiera. Y no me veas así, si hubo un culpable aquí, fuiste tú. Parece. Así se disfraza el amor para su conveniencia, aceptando todo sin hacer preguntas y dejando al tiempo la estocada muerte. Nada más que decir, solo queda insistir, fuiste tú. Qué fácil fue tocar el cielo cuando los besos fueron el motor de arranque que encendió la luz que hoy se desaparece. Así se disfraza el amor para su conveniencia, aceptando todo sin hacer preguntas y dejando al tiempo la estocada muerte. Nada más que decir, si quieres insistir, fuiste tú.
Hay un camino que nos trajo hasta aquí. No conoce las fronteras, esta pasión dentro de mí. Es anhelo el que me empuja cada nuevo amanecer, con mis temores, ilusiones y los restos de ayer. Esperanza nos acompaña, con ella nada nos puede detener. Yo de tu mano, tú de la mía, no hay nada que
That is a very interesting article that you sent us, Maya. I would have known Miguel Alemán and Adolfo Ruiz Cortines were jarochos.
I
think Guadalupe Victoria, I should have known. Understood. Sorry, since then. Santa Ana, I think, you know. Americans, for kind of obvious reasons, are familiar with him.
hasta el final seguiré.
Okay, interesting. Francisco Lagos Chazaro in 1915. During the, I guess it would have been decade-long Mexican Revolution. See, Sebastián Lerdo de Tejada y Corral.
Eran mil, tal vez más. Sin sospechar jamás, sufría ante el spleen, escapaba de un ocio sin fin.
I don't know, from what I've read about Ruiz Cortines, he seems like, how Fernando Belaunde or Rafael Caldera would have been if they had been a lot more accomplished. I feel like it was after Lopez Mateos. Oh well, a name that's escaping me. That things started going downhill. Between, oh well, I'm trying to remember the president between Lopez Mateos and Echeverria. Jeez. I have to Google it.
Ante un médico se presentó su mirada.
Díaz Ordaz, that's the name I was trying to remember.
Que moría por morir.
This is Garrick. Next track is a cover of Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker.
Y al ver que nada le causaba emoción, el médico exclamó: tu mal se ha de extinguir al ver al gran Garrick. Marionetas saltan y las ponen a bailar. Empieza la comedia y todos ríen sin parar. Ja, ja, ja.
We got 4 minutes left in the record part of the episode, but plenty more tracks playing after that. Oh, I didn't realize it's a Spanish cover.
Benatar.
Oh, wait, no.
I live under is big.
You got two more tracks
so
left.
That I don't know and love hit me with your best shot, but big enough to where I had never heard this song until Mike Elizondo sent it to me upon learning it was Pat Benatar's birthday week. Mike, Trevor.
You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner.
all for tuning in. I'll post the archive shortly after the end of the episode, and there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all for tuning in. I believe our featured artist next week is Chewy from Puerto Rico.
One more time for Gabby Moreno. Happy birthday.
This is Kiss of Fire with Hugh Ori.
Tango nació el tango y como un grito salió del sórdido barrial buscando el cielo. Conjuro extraño de un amor hecho cadencia que abrió camino sin más ley que su esperanza. Mezcla de rabia, de dolor, de fe, de ausencia, llorando la inocencia de un ritmo juguetón. Por tu milagro de notas agoreras nacieron sin pensarlo las paicas y las trelas. Luna en los charcos, canyeng en las caderas y una ansia fiera en la manera de querer.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger still, the flame grows higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul with